Now, Pancake Juice is here to give us all a lift, and it's time to get your batter mixed and your pan ready. Chef Kevin Dundon joins us from his kitchen down in Dunbrody. How are you doing, Kevin?
Very good, Ray. Happy Pancake Tuesday.
It sounds like you're in your kitchen, are you? I am
in my kitchen, yes, indeed, I am.
Right, okay.
I've been rustling up pancakes, especially for you.
So. You're very good. It's a pity we can't eat the feckin' thing.
I know, yeah. Anyway, I can, though.
Are you a flipper?
I am a flipper, but I've got a couple of different types of pancakes. One of these pancakes we will flip.
Yes.
The other pancakes we won't flip because it's a fluffy pancake stack.
Right.
So actually on our WhatsApp, family WhatsApp group today, we have a flipping competition going on.
Right. I just think I'd be fearful that it wouldn't be successful. Then that's a waste of batter then if it's not successful.
Well, no, there is a trick to it. So once you turn your pancake.
Yeah.
First and move it around, make sure it's moving around the pan, and then it's easy enough to flip. It's when you don't flip it, if you try and flip it the first time before you actually turn it, it will stick to the pan.
I see. So you have to actually flip it over with a spatula or whatever first, and then flip it. But then you're flipping it back to the thing that's already cooked. So then you flip it again, do you?
Yeah, but it's get the whole family involved.
Really. Right, okay.
And it's a bit of a laugh.
It is a bit of a laugh. Flipping. What's your favourite topping?
Well, I'm a real traditionalist. I love a thin pancake with just lemon juice and caster sugar.
Right, you are.
To me, that is the ultimate.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's all sorts of pancakes. Like, I mean, I have a recipe there on the page with salted caramel and chocolate sauce over thick American style pancakes.
Right.
Which are a fabulous pancake and they're really, really easy to cook. And the only difference, really, Ray, is that the recipe is plain flour, baking powder is the secret, eggs, buttermilk, and you beat that up and it's quite thick. So kind of, it looks like a drop scone.
Yes, you know, they're chunkier.
Yeah. Yes, but yeah. Basically when you cook them on a low heat and they'll kind of souffle up, so they'll get quite thick. Then you turn them over. And you stack them, so you kind of, the American style ones, so you kind of get like four on top of each other.
And then you drizzle them with maple syrup or whatever,
Maple syrup, salted caramel and chocolate. Beautiful.
Okay, delicious. Now, before we get all fancy and all that, let's stay with the traditional, you know, batter and all that. What are the mistakes that people make? Because there'll be people making pancakes for the first time this evening. So what mistakes do people make?
Well, first of all, your pan needs to be warm. So you need to have a good nonstick pan.
Right.
Okay. You put that on the heat and a dry pan, put it on the heat until it gets warm. And then if you get a tissue paper and put a little bit of vegetable oil in your tissue paper and kind of rub the pan.
Right.
So you're not pouring oil into the pan. So you're just putting a thin coating of oil on the pan.
What about butter? Would you not rub with butter? No, that's what I rub mine.
I put butter on in the end.
Oh, the end. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, right,
so if you put butter on, if the pan gets too hot, it burns.
Okay, fine, okay.
So then you put two ladles of batter in, and the secret with your batter, and the recipe is there, but if you coat the back of a spoon, so if you get like a dessert spoon, it should literally coat slightly thicker than double cream, and it should just coat the back of the spoon, put two ladles into your pan, swirl it around, so make sure you've got the whole pan coated. Then put it back on the heat, and just make sure that you just watch it, don't touch it, watch it, and the edge of the pancake will start to peel away from the pan. And that's your indication that it's time to turn your pancake. Uh-huh.
See, that's what people do. It's premature turning, isn't it? That's what happens.
That's exactly what happens.
And then the batter goes all over the place.
Yeah, and then it'll break. And like normally the first pancake you make anyways, right, will break.
Oh, but that's good news for people. So don't get despondent then if you're first, you, a professional chef. You sometimes spoil your first.
That's the chef's treat. So you eat that one.
Right, okay.
Once you get your second and third and fourth pancake, you'll be a dab handle. It's like really easy.
Okay.
And then when it comes off the pan, you just want to put a little bit of knob of butter onto the pancake and kind of just rub it over the pancake. You get kind of that lovely creamy butter flavor on it.
Uh-huh.
And I just sprinkle that with caster sugar and icing. Or
lemon, bit of lemon.
Lemon over the top and roll it and eat it.
Okay.
And like, that brings me back to when I was like 6 and 7, mum making the pancakes.
Yeah, my dad did it. And that's, we couldn't afford fresh lemons in our house. We were very poor.
No, what do you call that squeezy stuff? The yellow plastic bottle.
Jif, was it? No, not Jif.
Or not Jif, hopefully.
Jif, it was Jif lemon. It was Jif lemon, yeah.
Jif lemon,
yeah. That's what it was. Then you could wash the dishes with it afterwards.
Yeah.
But anyway, so for people, that's for first timers, right? Now, for people who have been making pancakes all their lives and they want something a little bit different.
Yeah.
Did I see you doing some sort of souffle Japanese style pancake? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, so on my Instagram today, I was doing Japanese. I was in Japan last year for the World Cup and I came across these. And basically what they are, it's a different type of pancake. And it's similar to the American pancake, except that you fold in the egg whites. So you whip up the egg whites and fold it into your batter.
Right.
And then you put it into your pan and it literally rises like a souffle. And turn it over. They're absolutely delicious. They're really, really light and really easy to eat. So that's kind of... And what would be really nice to do is that when it goes in, when you put it into the pan, because it takes about 4 minutes on one side and you flip it over on a low heat. But if you put in like a chocolate into the center of the pancake, and then when you break through the souffle, the chocolate will run out.
Oh, so that's kind of like... You see, that's... Now you're getting fancy there. You're getting fancy.
But you asked me to.
It's a souffle Japanese pancake with chocolate in the middle. That sounds delicious. Okay, the other one, go on.
And the other one is this one is really easy, and this one is a great first timer, and that's the fluffy pancake stack, and that's the American style pancake.
Yeah.
So, and that's got the baking powder in there, right? And you kind of put 3 pancakes in your pan, so they're about 4 inches in
diameter,
width.
Yeah.
And then you cook them, and the kind of, when you put them into the pan, right, this is a great tip, is that you'll see bubbles appearing into the batter, like holes, like crumpets. Do you remember crumpets?
Yes.
And then you flip, once you see those holes, flip them over and cook them for another 2 minutes.
Okay.
Take them out, stack them up, and then like you can either do a lovely berry fruit compote over top, or else what I was saying is the salted caramel and chocolate sauce. They're delicious. They're a little bit more filling, and which is good, but I would still go back to the...
What about savoury ones now? Come on, have you got any ideas for savoury ones? Because if you want...
Savoury one is great, and people kind of forget about doing savoury pancakes. They were kind of huge in the 80s, seafood pancakes and stuff like that, but the one I've got for you is a chicken and bacon and mushroom pancake. So basically you'd make your sauce in the pan, so that's like putting your butter, your onions, your mushrooms... chunks of chicken and bacon into your saucepan. Cook that for about 3 to 4 minutes. Add a little bit of flour and a little bit of vegetable stock and cream. So you're making this creamy sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then use your normal pancakes, the thin pancakes.
Yeah.
And then put them flat on the table. Put a little bit of your sauce inside. Roll it. Put it into a casserole dish and then kind of line them up. A bit like cannelloni. Line them up in a dish, and then the remainder sauce poured over top, and then some vintage cheddar over top of that.
And how long do you leave that in the oven for?
About 25 minutes at 180 degrees, and it's really, really tasty, delicious. But you've got all that creamy, mushroomy chicken, bacon sauce with the pancakes, which is nice. And then, of course, do your pancakes for dessert. The other one is like just your classic... bacon and cheese in between a buckwheat savoury pancake. So instead of using regular flour, you can use buckwheat flour,
right.
A bit more healthier, and fill that with your bacon and cheese. Bake that in the oven. That's kind of a really French way of
delicious.
Doing it.
That's delicious as well.
God. Oh, yeah.
I'm salivating here, Kevin Dunham.
I know,
And all of those...
I've eaten them all today, Ray. So sorry.
We put them up on we put them up, and your Instagram is instagram.com/Kevin Dunham, where you can see Kevin making the Japanese souffle pancakes. Enjoy the rest of the evening with your family, Kevin, and we'll talk to you the other side. Yeah, you might cook for us the other side of this. Thanks,
100%.
Kevin. That's it from us. Whatever you're doing, do it safely and enjoy your pancakes. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. On the way we have Cormac and Sarah. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Where are we here?
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.